the rest of the story. You remember the tale of the sorcerer's apprentice, a magician's young helper, tries secretly to perform the master's magic, but the young fellow's not quite competent yet, and his sorcery gets out of hand? Well, once upon a time, there was a real-life sorcerer, a wizard of structural design, a genius architect named Louis Henry Sullivan. He was a physically slight, though an impressive man, always immaculately dressed and groomed. Large brown eyes seemed to see through everything. Today, he's recognized as the father of the skyscraper. And to those who served under him, he was the Liebermeister, the beloved master. Now, the apprentice in this true story was one of those admiring assistants, a young draftsman who worked in Sullivan's office. Sullivan particularly liked this fellow because he, the draftsman, was conscientious in his work, because he was stimulating in conversation, because he shared with Sullivan a strong enthusiasm for the poetry of Walt Whitman. The assistant was originally hired because Sullivan needed help with the drawings on a new project, Chicago's huge auditorium, theater, and hotel. The boy was not quite 20, but his efforts pleased the Liebermeister, and over the years that followed, employer and employee became as close as such titles would permit. They spent long evenings together in friendly argument over art and aesthetics, or in vociferous mutual admiration of the poet Whitman. It was an ideal. It was almost a father-son relationship. But this is the rest of the story. At 22, the draftsman married and built a home for himself and his bride, and his family grew. Yet his salary did not grow accordingly, so he did the unthinkable. He took on some extra work without telling employer Sullivan. In fact, the young man had surreptitiously designed several houses before his Liebermeister found out. Sullivan was riding through town one day on his way to his office when he passed a lot where a foundation was being laid and the design was unmistakable. Sullivan's trusted assistant had been moonlighting, had been bootlegging architectural jobs away from the company. Well, the senior architect was furious. He stormed into the office that morning, announced to the young draftsman what he had seen. Without waiting for as much as an excuse, he fired him. And after that unpleasant parting, neither said one word to the other for a dozen years. Yet painful as the experience had been for the young man, it was in a way the nicest thing that anyone could ever have done for him. For instead of remaining in the impressive shadow of the great Louis Henry Sullivan, the assistant was forced on his own and proceeded to prove himself, as have few in the history of his art. Now, in fiction, the sorcerer's apprentice was unworthy of advancement, presumably returned to his apprenticeship forever after. But in the real-life apprentice you've just met, he went on to eclipse even the accomplishments of his mentor. It is tempting to assume that greatness is irrepressible, and yet now you will always remember the phenomenal architectural career that began not because it had to, but rather because a young draftsman crossed his boss in order to feed his family, a brilliant young architect's assistant named Frank Lloyd Wright. And now you know the rest of the story.